You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin A. Craig, and we invite you to stay with us. We open the musical part of our service with the West Virginia Trio singing for us, Sheltered in the Arms of God. Father, we are truly thankful that we can be sheltered in the arms of God, knowing that you will watch over us, knowing that you will care for us. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're trusting that wherever our broadcast is being heard, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every one. May you get honor and glory, and may souls be blessed. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I see the stars.
Our subject for today's broadcast, the fear of the Lord. And we'll use as a text Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. We also read in Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Now, let us understand the word fear here, because it is used in different ways, but we're talking about the fear of the Lord today. And the meaning of the word fear is, in the Old Testament, it has a threefold range of meaning. Dread, terror, after the 10 spies brought back an evil report to Moses, Moses said to the people, "Then I said unto you, dread not, neither be afraid of them." Talking about the people of the land of Canaan. That's Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 29. To stand in awe is also a meaning of the word fear, in reference to a king or one of authority. To revere, to respect, in regard to parents, or to the Almighty God. Ye shall fear every man his mother and his father. So we read in Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 3. And all the people saw the thundering and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood far off. And they said unto Moses, "Speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let God speak with you," or not with us, "lest we die." And Moses said unto the people, "Fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that is his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not." Exodus chapter 20, verses 18, 19, and 20. Moses encouraged the Israelites to not be afraid of God striking them dead for no reason at all. He informed them that the Lord revealed himself in such a terrible way as they had just seen to test them that they may have a proper fear of him so that they would not sin. Its role in the life of the Christian. When we think about fear, let's think about the role of fear in the life of a Christian. We are to fear God, not man. Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So Matthew 10:28 reads, the early church walked in the fear of the Lord. After Paul was converted and things quieted down in Jerusalem, we read, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit were multiplied. Acts chapter 9 and verse 31. The Apostle Paul wrote to the saints in Philippi, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12. We should be fearful of apostasy, serving God with godly fear. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should drift away from them. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. Yes, we need to fear some things, and we should fear compromising the gospel, because to compromise the gospel is to, in the end, destroy our own eternity-bound soul. And many, many people have, through the years, departed from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and they have compromised the gospel and gone the way of the world. Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And so the Hebrew writer says we should be fearful of the, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should drift away from them. Or in other words, compromise the gospel and depart from the truth. All the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. That's the right kind of fear. We fear the Lord and hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. So we read in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13. Let me repeat that verse. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Proverbs 8:13. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and in his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Proverbs 19 and 23. And again, notice this verse of Scripture. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, not to death, but to life. To fear God is to tend toward life and enjoy living for God and doing the will of God. Because the right kind of fear will bring peace and joy to our hearts. And he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Again, Proverbs 19:23. Without the fear of the Lord, we deprive ourselves of the treasures of God's wisdom and knowledge. Also, without the fear of the Lord, we will do evil and be corrupted by it. We will not come to know the love of God that gives assurance and confidence of salvation without the fear of the Lord. Without the fear of God, we will not be motivated to seek Him. No, without the fear of God. We read in the Bible about how some people were living in sin, doing wickedly and evil. And the Bible says they were doing that because there was no fear of God before their eyes. So without the fear of God, we will not be motivated to seek Him. Without the fear of God, we will do those things which are sinful and evil, and those things which will corrupt us. Without the fear of God, we will not be motivated to do what is right. Developing the fear of the Lord through the Word of God. Just as faith comes by hearing the Word, the same can be said for the fear of the Lord. Moses said to the people, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing, that they may hear and that they may fear or learn to fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of the law. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 11 and 12. And so Moses said, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord, then read to them the law of God, that read it in their hearing, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of the law. And we read in Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. The commandments of God are not grievous. We read in the scriptures that the commandments of God are given for our good. They are given for our benefit. Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And the psalmist said, the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. The psalmist also said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So the fear of the Lord, and reading and studying the scriptures, and seeing what they teach, and then living them out in our lives, are beneficial and helpful to us. There are things, I say, that we need to fear, but when it comes to fearing God, the proper kind of fear will cause us to do what is right. Yes, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Fear is to be properly used to maintain balance. Some read only about God's love and have no fear of the Lord. Others read only about God's judgment and know nothing of his loving kindness. So fear is to be properly used to maintain balance. The one develops an attitude of permissiveness that belittles God's holiness and justice. Whenever we just hear love, 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 I say this develops an attitude of permissiveness that belittles God's holiness and justice. The other kind, the other develops a psychosis of terror that forgets his grace and compassion. We are not to fear God in that he's going to do us hurt or do us harm. We don't need to try to scare people into becoming a Christian. What is needed is preach the word. Preach it as it is. Preach the love of God and preach also the judgment of God. Behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity of God. So this needs to be maintained. A balance needs to be maintained between the love of God and the justice of God. And if you'll study the scriptures, you'll find that God always does that which is right, and never anything that is harmful or detrimental. Yes, God punishes evil. He could not be God and do otherwise. But he is a God of love, and he loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son to come into the sin-cursed, sin-sick, sin-benighted world, to suffer, to bleed, and to die on that old cruel cross, and be raised the third day, so that we could have part in the love of God, in the justice of God, And we do this by fearing Him and by keeping His commandments. If we desire to be truly wise, then let us begin with the fear of the Lord, understanding it, appreciating it, and developing it in our lives. Heavenly Father, we do thank You for the privilege of sharing this truth of the Word of God with our congregation today, and we trust that the Scriptures and thoughts have proven to be a blessing to each and to every one of them. For this is our sincere prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that the thoughts that have been presented and the Scriptures will prove to be a blessing to your spiritual life. Now, as we have said many times, if our broadcast is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement and a blessing to us if you would let us know. Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. Truth@fred.net. And you will find a place there where you can send us a message by email if you desire. And our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you may listen to other broadcasts that you may have missed, or if there's one that you'd like to hear over, we do have an archive there of a number of our broadcasts. And you may also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, which is posted there on our webpage. And if possible, you can be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6. And our Wednesday evening service begins at 7. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us on our broadcast today. And we invite you to tune in the station next week at the same time for another Way of Truth broadcast.